Welcome to another edition of the Brain Injury Radio Network, sponsored by the Brain Injury Law Group, Attorney Gordon Johnson, www.tbilaw.com, 800-992-9447. To get automatic updates, join in tbisn.org. When Attorney Gordon Johnson speaks about recovery, he isn't talking about the amount of money a survivor gets from a lawsuit or settlement. He is talking about getting better from the brain injury. Find him on the web at tbilaw.com. 800-992-9447.
Welcome to another edition of Brain Injury Radio Network. Greetings, everyone. Tonight is the regular scheduled program for Keith Anthony, Hypnotic Recovery, and I was running a little late tonight. I'm Kim, your normal Wednesday night host, and just logged on to hear Keith Anthony, and it said that they were waiting for the host, so I'm hoping that he's okay health-wise, and because of the time difference between here in the heartland of the USA and over in the UK where he's at, that maybe he's just oversleeping a little bit. And will show up in the chat room or in the studio, and I will hand him back over the reins of his show. But in the meantime, we were, almost an hour into it. And so I wanted us to have something on tonight. Again, I'm your host, Kim Justice. This is Brain Injury Radio. We're on seven nights a week with a number of different hosts, all bringing something different to the table. So if you listen to one show and you don't really think that you care for Brain Injury Radio, make sure to listen to a few of the other shows because there's something for everybody out there. Also have you check out the number 4, P as in Paul, E-E-R, 11.org. And that number is the peer-to-peer support line. And ultimately, that's going to be a 24/7 proposition. But I think they're up to 8 to 10 hours a day at this point and looking for volunteers who can offer just 4 hours a month. 4 hours a month of your time to get a little more sense of personal fulfillment, to reach out and help another survivor. They give you great training, and then just 4 hours a month. So do be sure to check it out, whether you need to use that line yourself or you'd like to volunteer to man the phones 4 hours a month, which you do from your own home. Also, information on the medical ID card, which I think is just great if you're not into wearing medic alert jewelry, but you've got some things that it would be good if first responders in the emergency room knew if you were unconscious, or if you happen to run into the police and you have a speech impediment or perhaps a swagger to your walk that came from your brain injury. It will clear things up right away with them, and that it is a brain injury situation and not necessarily what they might be expecting. So I'm going to see if I can maybe scare up our host, and in the meantime, I'm going to play a song for you by Garfan. He's one of the independent artists that I feature on my show. Unless we get some callers in tonight, I will probably just play some indie music for a little while. We'll give Keith Anthony a chance to show up and you call in. If you'd like to call in and talk about what's ever on your mind tonight, the number is 424-243-9540. Again, 424-243-9540. And a little reminder, make sure to reset your clocks tonight. I'm really bad at that spring ahead, fall backward thing, but look it up, check someone who knows, but you should be changing your clocks right about now so you're on the right time when you wake up tomorrow, if this applies to you. Right now, Garfan was is actually Dale Hayes, the founder of this band, and I met him early on when I was looking for indie artists to play on my show. And as it turned out, his wife had had an aneurysm much like mine, but didn't fare quite as well. And she has been in a nursing home since 2001, and Dale has stayed faithfully married to her, and we wish he and Deb lots of good wishes. And he knows something that all of us survivors know, that's for sure, and the caregivers as well, and that is no matter what the day is, we're all living on borrowed time. So this is the song Borrowed Time by Garfan. Be sure to check out their website at garfan.com, garfan.com. Or if you happen to be listening from Facebook, of course, it's facebook.com/Garfan, G-A-R-F-A-N. And check him out. Tell him you love his music, and thanks for letting Kim play it on Brain Injury Radio. This is Borrowed Time. That was Garfan, GARFAN.com. Make sure to check them out. They just came out with the release of, I believe, their third CD called Dinner for One. Well, let's see. What are we going to do tonight? I'm all alone in the studio because the show started an hour late, so a lot of you out there may have come and gone in the last hour, but I did promote from the studio, so hopefully some of you are catching that on Facebook, Twitter, or Blog Talk Radio and might show up tonight. Or if you have this on in the background, feel free to call in to 424-243-9540. In the meantime, I'm just going to play a little music, and I do have a backup topic. I always try to keep one in case one of my live guests doesn't show up on my regular Wednesday night show, Recovery Now. It's going to be a very interesting show this coming Wednesday. Lise Spurlock, with all kinds of academic credentials behind her name, is going to be on talking about neuropsychotherapy, neurofeedback, and a number of other tools toward recovery. And as it turned out, her sister has released about 7 different types of jazz CDs and is going to be letting me play some music on her show. And so hopefully we'll be debuting her sister Kathy the night that we interview Lise this coming Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Central. And we'll really be looking forward to that. So let me see here. I'm going to play you a song, still trying to see if I can get the word out and reach out and try to get Keith Anthony or some of our friends back. But in the meantime, if you're out there alone tonight like I am, perhaps you would like to hear my sentiment towards you. And that's from my good buddy Francis Jones of Francis Jones and the Saviors. I call them my Jersey boys. And Frank's a real cutie, wishing them a lot of luck. Been touring a lot and also released a new CD. So be sure to check out Francis Jones and the Saviors. And if I can find my crib notes here, I've got everybody's, yes, on Facebook, www.facebook.com/ Dr. DRFRANCISJONES, Dr. Francis Jones, or francisjones.bandcamp.com. Make sure to check in on them and tell them you're loving their music too. But in the meantime, this is his sentiment through me to you. This is I Want to Be With You.
All right, we're going to do this shit.
Broke free from a pit, I said soon to long, so it wasn't right. Now I'm a bloody mess in this freedom fight. Good knees and easy eyes. Some whiskey for the cold night, some cold nights, you the lovers, shy, not to notice the beauty shot. Got no grace between the lines. And it's something that used to be free, but now it has been cold. These eyes are like the seas where I'd be if I was lost. But now I wanna be with you. Providing comfort and security, so It wasn't hard on the other nights when we became strangers in the freedom of love's bar. We were trying on others, trying not to go back to our start. And it's something that used to be free, but now it has a cost. These eyes would like to see where I'd be if I was wrong. But now I want to be with you.
Be sure to check them out, francisjones.bandcamp.com, or on Facebook, Funny Guy, /DR for Doctor, Dr. Francis, FrancisJones. Again, this is Brain Injury Radio with your regular Wednesday night host, Kim Justice, sitting in tonight for Keith Anthony. We're hoping he's not come down with something, probably just oversleeping with the difference in the time zone out there. And so we're just going to change this to Rockin' Saturday unless he shows up, and then I'm happy to turn the reins back to him. But sorry for any of you who might have come in on time, and I came in about an hour late. Sorry if you came in on time and you saw the note that the host was, we were waiting for the host. We hate to have that happen, so I'm glad I made it in, even if it was a little late. And so, again, feel free to call into 424-243-9540. I wonder where Les Paul is. I haven't seen him for a while. Maybe we should try calling him from the telephone, rather. We'll try some different tricks tonight since this isn't on my radio time. I see I have someone waiting, but he doesn't have his hand up, so I'm going to leave him alone for a minute, and I'm just going to see if we can surprise Les Paul. I don't do this to strangers. I don't like to leave strangers off guard, but Les Paul being one of the co-hosts. Let me look him up here. I will not say it out loud. Absolutely not. But what I will try, let's see, call a guest. And I will call the phone number. We'll try. Wish my eyes were a little better. I don't know how you guys are at this time of night. And then I got something pretty cool I can call for you. That's kind of why I wanted to, I'm not going to put him in the screening room. We're just going to surprise him. So Let's see. It says that the phone is dialing. This is his home phone. We'll see if we can catch him here. If not, we'll try the mobile. Third ring. Out on a date or napping himself. Maybe he's out with Keith Anthony tonight. He was out with Craig last week.
Hey, it appears you caught me while I'm busy. Give me a call or leave a message, and I'll do my best to call you back soon.
Oh, wait a minute. I think
soon.
I did get him back on. Whoa. Okay, how do we hang up that phone? I think we do it this way. Les Paul, is that you? No. I don't think it is. Okay. Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to try one more time. I think that was just his answering machine that got on the line with me. I'm going to try his cell phone just for the fun of it, see if we can get him on here. And then I'm going to play a pretty cool song with a new host, not a new host, I'm sorry, a new indie artist. I guess I just can't multitask, especially when I thought I was calling in to hear some guided meditation and relaxation, and wasn't really planning on taking on the show. But let's try Les's cell phone. Whoa, I'll leave him a message on there if he doesn't answer. See if we can get a few other people tonight at Rockin' Saturday Night at Brain Injury Radio. Well,
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet.
That
Goodbye.
Must be that new iPhone of his. And I might have got him back on the line, but if I do, while you two fellas are on the line, I'm not sure if you guys are here. Craig, I know you were, but you were nodding off the other night, and Les Paul wasn't here the other night. So I was going to play something new that I got. I thought it was quite a coup. There was a song, you guys have heard me talk about my friend John Cruz with the inoperable tumor on his brain stem, the guy who sings Palm of Your Hand. When my husband Gary and I went to hear him play a couple of weeks ago, 99% of what he plays is his own music, but he played a song of someone else's, and it actually brought a tear to my eye. John has very broad range in his voice, and when I came home and listened to the person who normally sings this song, I was a little disappointed. The guy played the guitar licks, the electric guitar licks, pretty close to Santana, but the voice just wasn't the same. So I did some searching, and as it turned out, the guy who normally sings it is not the guy who owns the master rights and wrote it. And then I thought, wow, there's no way I'll get a hold of this guy because he's too famous. But I'll be darned, 2 days later, I did, and have written permission from Gary Nicholson. For those of you who haven't heard of him, Gary Nicholson is one of Nashville's most prolific and highly regarded songwriters. Gary Nicholson has worked with most of the country's stalwarts, as well as the contemporary generation of stars. He boasts credits on albums by Reba McEntire, the Dixie Chicks, George Jones, Montgomery Gentry, Garth Brooks, the Mavericks, Emmylou Harris, Ringo Starr, Willie Nelson, Bonnie Raitt, Billy Ray Cyrus, Waylon Jennings, Patti Loveless, Tanya Tucker, Conway Twitty, Susie Bogus, and Keith Whitley, to name a few. He's also worked in other popular music fields ranging from pop to R&B and blues. His clients include Dave Edmunds, John Mayall, Neil Diamond, and B.B. King. Nicholson began writing after moving to Los Angeles in his teens, joining a band playing Flying Burrito Brothers songs. When Graham Parsons traveled through Texas, he befriended Nicholson, leading to a small publishing deal in Los Angeles. He continued writing for his own band in a vein he described as pre-Eagles country rock. His breakthrough came in 1980 when Mickey Gilley sang his song Jukebox Argument in the movie Urban Cowboys. Gary Nicholson is the winner of 2 Grammy Awards, so imagine my thrill at getting his call saying, yeah, that song that you're asking about sounds perfect for your show. Love what you guys are doing and am happy to help you out. And so with permission, we're going to be playing Gary Nicholson's version of the song, something we can all relate to, Good Days, Bad Days. And I'll type in the chat where to find him and let you know after this song.
Everybody wants to know how I get along in these dark days. Sometimes I'm fine, sometimes I'm dying, stumbling through one step at a time. I have good days, bad days, sunshine and rain. I have past all behind, and I'm all right till sundown again. Then I'm right back where I've always been. I have good days, bad days, sunshine and rain. I have good the nights are all the same.
Well, that's Gary Nicholson with Good Days, Bad Days. And that's something I'm sure we can all relate to. I'm just really loving that song right now. But since I mentioned the first time I ever heard it is when my friend John Cruz sang it, I'm going to play you a song, a new song. I have added a couple of new songs by John Cruz. Most of you know Palm of Your Hand by now, but some of you know the part of his story that's current, which is that he has a tumor on his brainstem that's inoperable. Hoping to have him as a guest on my show sometime in the next few weeks, but like I said, a couple weeks ago, I had the opportunity to hear him, and I got some other music. Part that you might not know or may not have heard the many times I've talked about John is that, I don't know, 25 years ago or so, his wife was brutally murdered, and he was left to raise his young daughter on his own. I had the opportunity to see Lindsay. Last time I saw her, she was probably, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years old. And by golly, she was 28. She is 28. In fact, she had just had her 28th birthday and has three little kids of her own now. But John wrote not only Palm of Your Hand, but another song that he devoted to his wife back in the day. And I really like something he says in there. It's just a way that I haven't heard it expressed. But I'll talk more about that after I play the song Sweet Tennessee. This is Sweet Tennessee by John Cruz, formerly of John Cruz Blues. Beautiful song. Check it out.
You can't stop the winds of change. You can't turn the sands of time. Doors, they open up before your eyes. A brand new world for her to find. She's with the captain of her soul, sailing on a sea of light, taking her home. If I could just one more time bring her back to me, yeah, we'd meet one more time in sweet Tennessee. I found myself, then I found love. It's kept me strong since you've been gone. We think about you every day. Our love for you lives on. She's with the captain of her soul, sailing on a sea of light, taking her home. If I could just one more time bring her back to me, yeah, we'd meet one more time in sweet Tennessee. You know our daughter grew up true and strong. You gave her the will to carry on. She's a life like you. And me, I just play in an old blues band, waiting at the station for the train to carry me home again. She's with the captain of her soul, sailing on a sea of light, taking her home. If I could just one more time bring her back to me, yeah, we'd meet one more time in sweet Tennessee.
John Cruise with Sweet Tennessee, Captain of Her Soul. That's a pretty prophetic way for him to have written a song 20 years ago about his wife who was murdered. And in this song, it talks about waiting for the train to carry him home. And now he sits all this time later with an inoperable tumor on his brainstem. Pretty wild how things work, but I don't really want to go down that road. I've been down myself for a few days, a couple things contributing to that that maybe I'll talk to later, but in the meantime, long as we're on John Cruise, I think I'm going to kick it up just a little bit because it is Saturday night after all, and we're at the beginning of the late show, so we're going to make it just a little bluesier. And then I'll change. The lucky thing about this is if there's any song you don't like, I have genre galore in here. So we'll be going to a different style, ping-ponging back and forth. So if you don't like one, keep on listening because you're going to hear something something you will like. But this is John Cruise. Get ready to get down and sing your own blues. Lover with a feeling. Alone. Oh, yeah, Lover with a Feeling by John Cruise. So not only can he sing some tear-jerking ballads, but he can really sing the blues. John does all of his own lyrics, plays a bad A guitar, and blows that harmonica like there's no tomorrow. So really talented guy. I'm hoping that this tumor, he did get the results to his tests after the 38 radiation treatments, and the good news is the tumor didn't grow. The bad news is it didn't shrink either. So they're going to be keeping an eye on him pretty frequently, keeping an eye on that. I'm hoping, since he's written the music for, he's kind of gone through a transformation like we all do when we have a game-changing mortality facing event in our life, and I haven't seen the new stuff that he's writing, but has enough for a new album, and I pray to God he gets the chance to make that. John's a really good guy. He did me a really good turn once long, long ago, and I support him completely, and I guess that's all I'm going to say. But how about something from one of the ladies now? And I think we'll do something in our founder's state. So if he's out there listening anywhere, he'll know that I mean our fun girl, Ari Moore. For some of you that haven't had the opportunity to hear Ari, her sister Pam was with Queensryche for since the beginning, I guess. She's got a cousin who plays in Yes, I think was a guitar player maybe in Yes, and a couple other celebrities in her family, so she was certainly groomed. But you know, Berlin, that was the other one, a cousin in Berlin. So a lot of bands that a lot of you have heard of, but amazingly enough, I heard Ari and didn't know who her relatives were, and just thought that she kind of reminded me of a cross between Janis Joplin and herself, I guess. Janis Joplin and Ari. I just think she's got a really heartfelt and sexy voice. And in case you wondered what we're doing tonight, we're doing a little change of plan. We're doing Rockin' Saturday, where Kim Justice, your regular Wednesday night host, is going to spin some tunes, pinch hitting for Keith Anthony if he drops into the studio. If he's overslept or been out late tonight, he can certainly take over the mic and maybe end us with a guided meditation. But in the meantime, I'm just going to play some tunes. And if you've got something you want to talk about, whatever it is, related to your brain injury tonight or where you're at, call in 424-243-9540. And this is Stay With Me by Ari Moore.
Stay with me, I need a friend, someone to help my mind and brain. Stay with me, the night is cold, my heart is weak but my fear is bold. Cover me, hold me tight. No need for love, just get me through the night. Just stay a while, watch me sail. I just need for you to stay with me. stay me. I'm one as much, but if I tremble, let me feel your touch. Stay with me. Help me unwind the conversations wasting in my mind. Watch me sleep. I just need for you to stay with me. Yeah, stay with me. I'm different.
Misunderstood you. It said hear you, Mike, and then said don't hear you still. So which is right? Are you able to hear me now?
Well, I knew what I didn't want to know, and I saw where I didn't want to go. So I took the path less traveled on, and I let my stories be whispered when I'm gone. When I'm gone, when I'm must find something to live for, 'cause when the darkness comes a-calling, you go back to where you were before. 'Cause this life is as fragile as a dream, and nothing's ever really as it seems. As it seems. As it seems. Hola. 'cause when the darkness comes a-calling, you'll go back to where you were before. 'Cause this life is as fragile as a dream, and nothing's ever really as it seems.
That was Lily Kershaw with As It Seems, and isn't that the truth? A lot of times we've thought we've understood the game board, the playing rules, and found out through the school of hard knocks that we were wrong. What I was saying earlier, and this is either the second time you've heard it or I was muted the first time, so... either way, you're getting it again. But I was just saying I was feeling a little melancholy today, and I've been laying low for the last couple days. You know, and I was thinking about balance and the difference between isolation with intent and just needing to get centered when you have full basket syndrome. And I was thinking of my show's called Recovery Now. I was thinking of the different tools of recovery and feeling sad and some amount of fear because there's a lot of sickness and possible death around me. Right now, my 93-year-old Nana fell and broke her clavicle and is going to be in rehab through the holidays, hoping that she recovers, sending up a lot of prayers. Went to see her today. That was good, but I feel so sorry for her. She's in so much pain, and it's been 30 years that she's been... her spirit has been separated from my grandfather's. I don't know. Just back when I had my brain injury, I faced my mortality, and it was in my face, and it was really real. And that took some heavy-duty processing. And I tried creative denial, but it didn't work for me. And I think this is another one of those passages in my life. My dad is has Parkinson's disease, and I believe is progressing some in that. And I'm an only, and nobody gets a rule book, you know? Nobody gets a rule book at all, even like parents when they're first having their first babies. They don't get sent home from the hospital with a rule book of how you be the perfect parent, how you be the perfect survivor of a brain injury, how you face any of life on life's terms. And when we improvise sometimes, or if we weren't equipped with adequate coping skills to begin with, these times can be a real challenge. And I think emotionally we're in jeopardy, particularly as brain injury survivors, because one of the problems can be emotion regulation, full basket syndrome, sensory overload. And if you live in Omaha, somewhere in middle America, you might get some seasonal affective disorder too. And so it seems that anything that charges you with reality that is uncomfortable, evokes feelings that are uncomfortable, are things that make it easy for us to want to stay in bed, pull over the covers, pull down the shades, and withdraw. Yet, On the other hand, most of us know that God has given us at least a second chance at life, and it wasn't to sit on the sidelines. It was to get in there and participate. But it's hard to do, you know, when you don't feel up to it and you want to turn around and walk away from a lot of things just so you don't have to have those feelings anymore. But instead, we seek to find balance by taking action to offset the damage we can do to ourselves in our own minds. And some of those things, I went to I'm a regular at the monthly naturalization ceremony where I live, and I haven't been for a number of months because things have come up. I went for like a year straight, and then I haven't been there for a few months. Yesterday, I thought it was really important to try to make my life more normal, since some of this information and these facts are flying around my head all the time, but I'm powerless over them, and I don't have any control or illusion of control. I can just try to show up and suit up and be there, try to be supportive of them, and keep myself together. And those things can be pretty heavy duty and weigh you down, but I had a wonderful time at the naturalization ceremony here in Omaha, Nebraska. We inherited 44 new citizens from 21 different countries on November 1st, and that's pretty awesome. It's a pretty awesome ceremony to see, and I take pictures, and this time I even got a couple video clips in the federal courtroom. Not sure if that's if you're able to do that, but I did. Not sure if you should post it, but I did. You might want to check out my personal Facebook page if you're my friend, or it's up on YouTube, but it gives the presidential welcome to our new citizens, as well as playing a video about America that is really inspiring. Yet those of us who have been Americans for a long time have a lot of criticisms and ways we'd want to do things different. Sorry, Les Paul's trying to call me, and I need to tell him that I'm online. I see what phone he's on. I'm going to turn him off for a minute, and I was on a roll, but I'm going to put on a different song for a few minutes. Sorry for the interruption, folks. I didn't know my ringer was on, and that was my something shiny and probably off a topic. But when you're in a time of heavy-duty stress, you really need to try to do some things that give you a spiritual reprieve, where you connect with a power greater than yourself. You do some things that keep you on routine. Change and crisis often throws us off our routine, the one where we perform the best and feel the most comfortable. And it's very important, as one of those positive actions of recovery, to make ourselves do things, even if it's uncomfortable, so that we're participating and paying it forward in the life that we've been gifted back. And there's nothing wrong with feelings. That's another thing. Nothing wrong with feeling remorse, fear. I used to say fear is the absence of faith. But I think that is true. Fear is the absence of faith. But while I'm a spiritual being and I have my belief system of the hereafter, I'm still a human being subject to human emotions, and those became more challenging to deal with after my brain injury. And so I think I'll end that thought right there and just say that, you know, like that song by Gary Nicholson, Good Days, Bad Days, we all have them. And so I'm a little slow tonight, but another thing, you know, I could have laid there and listened to my fountain in front of the fireplace, stared at the ceiling for the evening, but I decided to show up in case there was any of you who needed some peer-to-peer support tonight, even if you're not calling in or on the board, you might be out there listening. And hopefully you're enjoying the tunes and hearing me talk about something I wish wasn't a universal feeling, but I think it is. I think it is. So I will see if maybe I can call Les Paul back on the telephone while I play a song for you guys. And doggone it, I'm going to have to mute my mic or you're going to hear the double conversation. I did that once on here. For any of you newer hosts, you might want to remember that. If you're going to dial out or talk to somebody else while you're playing a song to cover up the noise, make sure you mute your own mic so all the folks are hearing is the music, and that'll serve you better. Who do we have? Oh, you know, I just love this guy. He came on the what station was I listening to? I very seldom listen to radio. Since I'm on it, I make a lot of DVDs of songs that I really enjoy, and I'm also always hunting for indies, so I listen to their music. But I heard, and I'm trying to see which song it was, but Chris Dukes, who sings Heroes, you guys have heard that song as an outro. If you listen to my show on Wednesday night, I've had a number of veterans on my program, and I always use, there's a YouTube video. If you type in Chris Dukes, D-U-K-E-S, Chris Dukes Heroes, H-E-R-O-E-S, you'll see a really awesome video that goes with the song Heroes, but that's not the one I'm going to play. That's not the one I ran into today. And Chris Dukes, I got to get a drink. Gee, and call Les Paul and do a radio show. Things are really going crazy over here. If you're on Facebook, you're already at facebook.com/ Chris Dukes Band. Chris Dukes Band. And tell him you really like that song. Thanks for letting Kim play it on Brain Injury Radio, and we're loving it. Or ChrisDukesBand.com is his website. You can buy his music in all the usual haunts, iTunes, Amazon, etc. So what was it I was going to do? Yep, I was going to play Chris Dukes' song, Greater Than Me, mute myself, see if I can call Les Paul, make it back here on time, and try to have it confirmed that my mic is open. Ha! No small task. I hope you're into a little levity tonight, along with my depth of reflection. This is Chris Dukes with, with Greater Than Me.
change? Are you with them or are you with us? And if it's true, I am not ashamed. There shouldn't be much to discuss. But for every answer that draws you near, there is an answer that will make you run. And as long as identity remains unclear, the coward will give the easy one. We can be automatic, carefully diplomatic. I need courage to speak my choice. Now that it's been a while since my courtyard denial, I am still trying to find my voice. I am still trying to find my voice. My brother is waiting to believe. We all love him just the same. There are gifts we both receive under the same sun and rain. I can't speak out of stillness, but I'm waiting to fill this space with courage to make my choice. How can we preach salvation from our own isolation? I am trying to find my voice. I am just trying to find my voice. Getting used to my own skin. Never knew I would come this far. When you get too good at fitting in, it's hard to tell who you really are. Now is the time to make my choice. Now is the time to find my we'll be right back.
like tamarind. You're my Sunday, near my Monday, come alive. Just like Tuesday, you're the music, whips me up. Wednesday's raining, Thursday's rhyming, Friday.
Can you hear me now? Okay, sound. Do you have sound now? Sound now, brown cow.
Convincing, still I turn my head to the brighter side of the dull red in your eyes. You and me ain't that different. I'm just half time in the grass cup, and I feel like Billy the Kid. I don't wanna go down like he did. mistakes, they must be perfect. I can't seem to find all these tears that hide in my mind.
Okay, can you hear me now, Les Paul? I'm sure hoping so, because I keep getting different messages. Thank you very much. You know that voice-to-text thing? I think I've only had one person trying to tell me, and so this was another piece of what I'm going to retitle the Swiss Cheese Program. Not only did it start late, but I've muted and unmuted my mic so many times and forgotten and not had anyone to tell me until after a delayed response. And so okay, maybe I understand and then maybe I don't, but good, loud and clear now. Well, that's great. In the last 45 minutes of a couple hour show, I will put you out, not out of your misery by any mean, but I will play a song real quick. This is a really great guy, and I'm not going to go into the conversation of part of what I was lamenting on earlier, but we've all lost people who are important to us, and this song by Kevin Harrison, who is just a really nice guy, and everybody should go and like him on Facebook. If you're on facebook.com/Kevin Harrison Music and tell him thanks for letting Kim play it on Brain Injury Radio, that you just think it's great music. Kevin Harrison Music really is a nice guy. Hope he goes a long way, but this song is sentimental. See you soon. And I think beautifully done.
But there ain't no use looking back. Today might not seem fair, but it's all we'll ever have. So live each day as if it were your last. You never know when it might be. And if that day seems to come too fast, I know you're watching over me. Friends will always remember all the memories we have.
sing about the good times and the bad. Looking back, don't look back. Today is never fair, but it's all we'll ever have.
That was Kevin Harrison with See You Soon. I really like him. You know, a lot of these indies, I remember somebody saying in the very beginning of me playing indie music, I remember one girl making a comment about not liking to hear songs she doesn't know, you know, the old favorites, that kind of thing. And I might have felt that way to some degree at one time, but it's interesting, the more you listen to something, you know, when you liked it in the first place, or you wouldn't have, you know, chosen to play it or bought it or picked it on the board or whatever, you know, they become famous to you. So anyway, I think I have the Lone Ranger out there, although Halloween's over. Would this be the Lone Ranger?
Hail Silver!
And away!
You got me. How are you doing, Kim?
Well, I'm spinning like a top, bouncing down the stairs. I came in an hour late and logged in, and it said waiting post. And so by reflex,
oh, wow.
I logged in and grabbed the mic and said, I don't know where Keith Anthony fell ill, or maybe just with the, you know, time change slept over tonight, or exactly what happened, but sorry we were late. And in lieu of other plans, was going to do Rockin' Saturday, and I had one informant on the line texting, and I made my mic and forget mistake a couple times, but I was getting bad information, and I would talk a long time and say the most profound things and then find out my mic had been muted. And so now instead of calling
too.
This Rockin' Saturday, man, not only did it start late, but I put holes in it like a shotgun when we're
done here.
How about
the sound of silence?
That's good, but I already named it Swiss Cheese. When we get off the show tonight, the new title to this show is Swiss Cheese, or recycle material or something. I don't know. Oh, Wait, now I've been sitting here floundering like a fish on a dry, sandy beach, and I got another hand up. 509,
hey, I heard you talking about me.
I'm talking about you. You.
Hey, I was giving you good information. You keep forgetting about the delay. The delay.
The only delay.
I was listening on iTunes, and you have the same delay as you do listening on the internet.
You delay longer.
No, it's like
Les Paul got in the chat room and told me, boom, immediately. I'm used to good service, founder.
Well, that's because when I hear it, yeah, he hears it in the chat room. He's hearing it. He's listening on the phone is what he's doing. I was listening. It looks like I'm on the phone, but I'm actually not. Well, I'm now on there twice, ain't I?
Yeah, you are. You are. But
yeah,
via
satellite, via relay, via something, because obviously there's a delay.
Well, we're going to have to reprogram the drone, because the new name of this show is Swiss Cheese as soon as I get off of it tonight. Sure,
yeah,
y'all.
And then a couple of times I did.
What?
I was listening to music. I was listening to Mary sing one of my songs. She's actually better than I am on that song. It's one of the new ones. It's like, wow. I was just like, listen to it. You know, one of those things, a girl who grows on you. And then the song that we did with the Drifters, it's kind of weird.
Oh, I'd love to.
I'm not sure if I like it. It's not kind of, it's very weird. Yeah, it's interesting weird. I don't know. It's probably one of the weirdest songs I've ever done. And that's saying something.
And you're not used to somebody else singing your music, man. Now you're hearing other people using different styles, I bet.
Well, no, Mary was beautiful. She was, you know, they didn't really sing. They did a little humming, but, yeah, they just played. Having horns in it like that, it was just something. It was weird. It was, you could tell we never played together before.
I wish I was a fly on the wall.
Who was it? Are you able to tell the secret yet? No?
I was secret. I know I didn't hear the secret.
Who's Mary?
I'm back on you with the text. Mary's the mad woman voice behind all of my music. It's cold out there.
I know. It is. It's cold here.
She's the female voice that you always hear.
She's really good. She is very good.
Well, this one, I mean, it's really good. I was giving her backup, and it sounded better with her than me.
Well, I wish I knew the secret band so I could hear the revised song so that I could do an evaluation. I've been doing that with that song I played earlier, that Good Days, Bad Days. Les Paul is yet to hear it, but...
Well, Craig got me when we were at that April conference when he recorded me singing What a Wonderful World, and I didn't know he did it until yesterday when I saw it on YouTube.
You did? You found yourself on YouTube? That would be freaky if you didn't do it. Oh, my God.
He was
God.
Recording it. I didn't realize he did.
Yeah,
did you sign up?
I was recording it. You wanted me to record it, if you remember, right?
But I didn't realize you did because I was focusing on where I messed up in the beginning and lost the words. And I asked them to start it over, and I forgot you were recording it.
Welcome to my world in this show tonight.
I like the music. I like some of the new music.
That's good.
That you're playing, Kim.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, she plays some great new music, doesn't she?
I do,
yeah,
too,
I mean,
but Les Paul hasn't heard that new guy yet, that Good Days, Bad Days. I really like that song, and the guy who I thought sang it, he did sing it. He's the one most known for it, but he doesn't own the master copy and isn't the one that wrote it or owned the rights, and that's the one I have to play, but they all sound different than the... I can say it because this is on my show, because I am really grateful I get to play Gary Nicholson's version, but my first exposure to that song was John singing it in a local restaurant, just acoustic, him playing the guitar, singing with the Bucky doing the backup guitar. And then in the audience was John's old electric guitar player, Guitar George, and he came up and they did a couple songs together, and a couple of them were John's, and then the one was this Good Days, Bad Days. And one thing I got to say is for the passion and clarity in the electric guitar licks that are in that song, the John's range is just so much more rich and intense in singing that song that it's like a taste test. So you're going to have to let us know some of these mystery artists so we can do our taste test from how we originally the song.
I like
to
that. How does the song taste?
Yeah.
Well, you know, and just because they buy them, you know, I only know of one that's out right now, and I haven't heard it out big yet, but you always hope, you know what I mean? Because they don't necessarily... people will buy them and record them, and then it may not even end up on their album. I'm hoping,
yeah,
you know, that's possible.
I've heard of things like that. Well, is it Leah West that sings your intro song, Kim?
My outro song, yeah.
Outro song. Well, I heard her in a store today. I walked in and said, wait a second, that's Kim's outro song. And I'm trying to say where I heard it at. I was at a store called Big Lots. Have you ever heard of Big Lots?
I haven't. We have them. I heard her in another store. I think she's hit the charts.
I do, too. I was in North Augusta at the Big Lots there, and I heard her playing. I said, I had goosebumps go down my back because I said, hey, that's Kim's artist. Yay! That she has singing on her. It sounded really good. I stood there at the cash register, and she said, well, we've got to go. And I said, no, listen, and let it play to the end before I walked out the door. I thought that was cool.
Have you recouped yet, Les Paul?
I'm sorry?
Have you recouped?
I think I have. The reason I wasn't here earlier tonight is actually working with some people from our local support group, the Dreamcatchers there, and we talked until it was almost 12 o'clock. I thought it was about 10:15. I looked, oh, my goodness, I missed the whole beginning.
No, you didn't.
I didn't know I didn't. That's another story. Ba-dump-ba-dump in its own.
Rudely may strangle you. All right, you guys are just going to have to wait. Now, one you haven't heard either, but you guys are going to have to get your dancing pants on.
Okay.
Another new one by Cruiser, John Cruz. This is called By My Side.
But there's no
Wow. Now, we've been hearing him sing Palm of Your Hand and Sweet Tennessee and his sentimental things, but, you know, now that he's a survivor and he's one of us with that brain tumor, I'm expanding my menu of his music to play because sometimes that's just where you go. He's pretty powerful, I think.
Yes. That was awesome.
Yeah, I played one like that earlier, so you'll just have to make it
earlier
sometime.
Oh, man, I'll have to go back to
this.
Yeah, you sounded like Steely Dan.
Oh, that's right. You guys do have, let me remind the folks of that. All of these live shows are almost immediately archived afterward. So if you have a fast forward and you want to go through the Swiss cheese holes, you'll be able to hear all of these songs that I've played tonight and giving you contact information if you want to give kudos to the artists. But a lot of new music tonight, and that's been really fun. So this show is actually, is there an hour left in this show? I guess it was scheduled for 3 hours. The first hour was missed. Have I only been here an hour?
Let me see. I'll go check.
Yeah, what the hey?
I walked away from my computer for a minute. Hold on.
That's okay. I do that all the time. I don't even watch the chat toward the end of the show because my battery's run out by then, and I've taken the computer in to plug it in, and I just have my wireless headset in the other room.
I don't know why I'm not seeing the time remaining. I'm normally showing right here. I don't see.
Well, normally it's over right about now, Tim, but I think you're going longer for some reason.
It says 27 minutes and, well, it's weird. It's saying, oh, I'm sorry, 27. Well, it says 27 on both sides. I see the amount playing.
The reason why I said that is because
it's sounding weird.
The shows start at 9 p.m. my time, and it's going on 11 now. That clock change gig, and I want to remind everybody again, as I did earlier in the show, if you're subject to daylight savings time, you want to run around right now and change your clocks so that you wake up in there right and you won't be screwed up for the first part of the week with your clocks and watches. What?
The show is scheduled to specific time, so we haven't hit daylight saving time yet or whatever it is yet. So it's
actually
over right now.
No, because I only got 11.
Right, but you've already moved your clock.
Nuh-uh, I thought that was at midnight.
It's almost 1 here.
Yeah, it's 10 here. It'd be over normally. 3 minutes.
How come the computer time wouldn't have automatically changed? Oh, well, it doesn't matter.
I think it's
that
acting
means
crazy, because I'm seeing 58 on one side, and the other side said 29-something. They're off by a second or two. Each one of them has a different time on them. I'm looking at them.
Well, I can actually end the show. There's about 6 minutes left. I can play that outro that you were talking about and tell everybody we're usually much more organized on Brain Injury Radio, which is on 7 nights a week. What?
Don't lie. We are not. We're not
organized. Okay.
On my computer screen, it shows that we have 2 minutes left, and my watch says 3.
Well, my freckle says 4.
Somewhere in the middle of that.
What? We have 90 seconds left. I can tell you exactly now. So
okay.
I'm going to try to scroll and find my 51-second outro. Got it. Okay, so good night, you guys. We may reconvene. Thank you, everyone, for supporting Brain Injury Radio and continuing to come back even after nights like this. So thanks so much for being here. We appreciate your support. And thank you, you guys. I'm going to end the show in the usual way with something I believe we all have, and that is a guardian angel. This is a segment of Guardian Angel by Leah West.
God replies, yes, it's your time to live.